Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670. The
Marshall, I think you have every right to be concerned about WR1 and WR Emerging. That'd be Roman Luther.
Is that what we're calling them, WR Emerging?
I mean, how do you explain ascending?
There's an argument to be made that Luther Burden III is their best receiver. If you just look at the last 3 weeks as kind of an indicator of what's going on lately, Luther Burden III is right there with anybody that you want to talk about on this offense. That includes the running backs because of the magnitude of the plays that he has made when you consider he's got games where he has only four catches, but all four catches are for first downs. I think him not being there and Roma Dunze not being there is a problem if that's what happens on Saturday night.
My next thought is, of course, you've got to continue DJ Moore. There's a reason he was your WR1 for a long time on this team. You go back, though, to the box score of when they lost to the Packers 28-21. He was targeted just 3 times. He had 1 catch for -4 yards. I think that he's got to be the guy who they schematically target more.
No,
you can have DJ as your primary read on more plays, but is it going to be enough? Do you think you pass the ball enough as a team to get what you wanted to get done?
A few moments later.
Breaking news on the score. The Bears have ruled Luther Burden, Roma Dunze, out for the game against the Packers.
That seems bad.
I was worried about the Luther Burden.
Roma Dunze out. At least they made that decision now and not later. And yes, Luther Burden is out.
It's always next man up, and everybody just understood the game plan.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello and good Friday morning. We are live from the Brat Stop here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And it is thanks to our friends with Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. This is ahead of tomorrow's game. And if you're coming by, bring your new or gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive.
Gotta love a Tony Medlin.
We do. We also want to keep people warm. We are happy and warm inside here at the Brat Stop. We have a good crowd already decked out in Bears gear. Grody, how many Bears do the Bears crowd get?
Let's give it some time here. I can't be giving out Bears in the very first segment of the program, but what I'm seeing, I like. Like the table right in front of us, we have dueling Bears hoodies, a blue version and an orange version. I see a Walter Payton jersey. I see a 17 back there. Is that a Bajan? Are we going Bajan back there? Who? Oh,
Alshon Jeffery
jersey. Alshon Jeffery,
of course. Hey, that's
course.
Alshon Jeffery's.
Yeah, sir, please add the S.
Yeah, you got it.
Just like Jules. Rhymes with Jules.
Alshon's right. Jeffery's.
Alshon's Jules.
No, this is a family show. We got an Urlacher, and we see our friend Rami Makhlouf in the corner.
That's right. I've already been on Rami's show with John Kuhn, the former fullback for the Green Bay Packers. I've been hearing rumors that he might have picked the Bears to beat the Packers. I'll tell you my pick later on. Yeah, I almost just gave away
Rami's
my pick.
Rami's literally decked out in all Chicago gear. Of course he picked the
he
Bears.
He has a 90s sweatshirt on, which I love.
He's going to be on our show today, Layla.
He is. That's us in our quote, rivalry, end quote, with 105.3 The Fan is getting our guy, Rami Makhlouf.
It's the Brat Bowl, man. No, seriously, like, this place is, Brat Stop is beautiful. It's huge. It is spacious. The menu is extensive. And it is pretty cool because we are on this beautiful stage on which we are very high up, I guess is the best way to put it, with our score backdrop. And then down yonder, across the way, down the circle, down the Warsh, we see 105.7 The Fan from Milwaukee. So we are truly two dueling radio stations here for Bears Packers, and it's a blast.
So you know what that means? We just got to be louder. We got to be louder on this four seasons.
We're obnoxious Chicago people. Of course we're louder.
Yes, Plumbing and Electric Football Friday. It is presented by your local Ford dealers, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And I remember asking the question ahead of the first Packers week. What else do you need to see to take this team seriously? To believe in your heart of hearts that they have changed? To believe that it's not just the schedule the Bears are playing, the new coach bumping Ben Johnson, you know, step on the scene a la 2018 and shock the league. What else do you need to see? So it becomes, is the win over the Packers the last thing you need to see before you can take this Bears team seriously in this year 2025?
Yes. For me, yeah, I think that's the answer for the people in the crowd. They would tell you they are all in, they're all aboard, but if somehow it gets derailed on Saturday night, they're probably going to have second thoughts.
I started to take the Bears seriously as a team that is good and a winning team during what was a 1-2-3-4-5 game winning streak. That's the Cincinnati win. I don't know if that did anything for me. The home against the Giants, I don't know. At Minnesota is where it started for me, and I get it. Minnesota has kind of dropped off since. But to go on the road and win a game in your division, getting your get back, which they did against Minnesota that day, then the home game against Pittsburgh. Can you beat a winning team? Yes, they did. And then along came Philadelphia. And the game at Philadelphia is where I said, okay, I give up. This team is good. There are legitimate things happening. There are sustainable things that are going on. They lose to Green Bay, but didn't look horrible in a 28-21 loss and then 31-3 win over Cleveland. So long way to say, I am bought in on the Bears. If they are to win this game, then you have to start to say, and I have started to utter it, like, this team can do anything. It is capable of doing it, as in it can go so far as to win playoff games, to get to the Super Bowl. That's how legitimate the Bears would become if they were to beat Green Bay on tomorrow.
Sunday. Night.
They will play on tomorrow.
I had a principal in high school who would always say on tomorrow.
On tomorrow.
And you know what? I liked it. Interesting tidbit, by the way. This is only the second Saturday night game in the Bears' history of the franchise. Saturday night.
It's worthy. It's worthy of its own independent stage to do its thing. And I think one way or another, Grody talked about it earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of lather on the buildup to that game tonight for the city of Chicago is going to be astounding. And you know what? I am absolutely here for it. And I want to make sure that we all enjoy the moment for what it is, win or lose, like leading up to it and understand, hey, at the beginning of the season, we didn't think we'd have a game this big on the schedule.
Well, and that's it. Is there are so many times where we could ask the question every week, how big was this game? After a win, we can ask the question every single time, how big was this win? You get 17 games in the regular season. That's an easy take to have. But in this case, I feel like I already saw significant change on this Bears team. I felt like even after the Saints game, and for me it was winning the games that they typically would have lost in the last two or three years. That was my turnaround. So I feel like I was already there when it came to believing the quality of this team. You can only play the games on your schedule, but the bottom line is you still have to win them, and they were doing that. So for me at this point, this is icing on the cake. But this is what you have to do, I think, because you talked about it, Mark, a couple weeks ago. Once the expectations changed, like once your jadedness mm-hmm. turned into expectations, then this game became even more pivotal as far as telling the league, not only are we here, respect us and witness us in the NFC North.
Mark, are we out of the Mark Grody jaded era? Is that over with? Are we done with that?
Well, I'll tell you what. That win over Philadelphia stripped me of a lot of my jadedness.
It cleansed you?
It did. It cleansed me. I still need them to complete the project to finish up, and that would be beating the Green Bay Packers tomorrow. As you guys may or may not remember, when the Bears lost to the Packers 28-21, and look, they came real close to winning, I said, and I got a lot of crap for this, that in some ways it was the same old Bears. And I know people didn't want to hear that, and specifically what I meant about that is that these big, massive plays that the Packers made ultimately to win the game, the two plays to Christian Watson, the Josh Jacobs run, the Bo Melton 45-yarder, those are things that typically happen throughout this run of Packers beating the Bears, these huge, disheartening, dispiriting plays. So I would like to get that final piece of jadedness out of me. And Marshall, you know, you've been tracking me.
Oh, I've been tracking
Have I not come a long way this season?
You've come a long way, because even when we talked about sustainable versus unsustainable wins, and I explained to you, Grody, just understand, it's going to be better in December than it is now. You just have to give them time to grow. And if they're picking up wins along the way, that's going to put them in a position to actually do something this postseason, this playoffs.
Well, and there is a chance that they could even win the division and have only, I think, one win in the division. Like, that is still mathematically possible. So, because of the way the schedule works out. Now, the only time since 2000 a team with fewer than three division wins has won their division, and that's the 2010 Kansas City Chiefs. So, theoretically, they could have just three division wins or maybe two division wins and be able to get that done.
Yeah, if they win their next two division games, they'd only have three division wins, but they would win the North. And even if that doesn't happen, let's say they win this game this week, and then that puts them a game and a half up. And, of course, they've already got breathing room against the Lions. As long as the Lions lose one of their last two games and they win one of their last two games, they're good.
And there is a contingency. This is the real thing, guys. There is a contingency of Bears fans whose Bears season and their rooting completely hinges on whether or not they beat the Green Bay Packers. Like, if you lose twice to the Green Bay Packers, some people just get off board. Like my Aunt Rhonda, who is a hunker down, watch every game in silence Bears fan. But if the Bears are to lose to the Packers, it's off for her and for a lot of people to be swept this year. So for some people, the season is on the line tomorrow night.
So Rhonda's off the Bears wagon.
And Rhonda told me.
Not the bandwagon, but the Bears
wagon.
The bear wagon.
We had a conversation the other night. She's like, Mark, you know how I am. If they lose to the Packers twice, I'm gone. Because that is no matter what, even if they win the Super Bowl, the Bears, it's an unsuccessful season because they got swept by the Packers. It's out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There. I am related to one of them.
No, you know what it is? It's like the Ohio State fans who weren't satisfied with the national championship because they had lost to Michigan so many times.
That's a great comp. That's a great comp.
And it's ridiculous in both sets.
It is.
It's ridiculous in both sets.
I laughed for like 3 minutes when Rhonda said, Mark, the season is on the line.
if the Packers were to win against the Bears at Soldier Field Saturday but win the Super Bowl this season, you would be pleased, correct?
Split crowd.
Wow.
Split crowd.
I don't even know if it's split.
We got a lot of disapproving looks just
You guys
now.
Are all Aunt Rondos. I love it. I love
you
it.
You can take it up with the fan over there in the corner if you don't like the idea
don't
of getting
make,
a
Don't
Super
let
Bowl.
Them bully Rami. Season. Poor Rami.
Poor Rami. He's yeah. one of us. Our segment, by the way, on Raheemy Harris and Grody Live, coming to you from the Brat Stop, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. But that's it. I mean, for the fan Super Bowl, mm-hmm. which doesn't exist, but it does here in this moment, and I frankly think it exists tomorrow night at Soldier Field. I think that's it. But you can't. You have a 10-win team. You still can't be that disappointed if the loss happens on Saturday, given the overall success of this season.
It would suck if the Bears lost to the Green Bay Packers, but obviously you would recollect and you would still have a very good chance of getting into the postseason.
You know what I think about is how, take the situation that happened in Philadelphia. You're a Black Friday game. You're promoted around literally the world. Amazon was showing that game to the world.
The world.
And they had just lost to the Cowboys in what was a terrible game because they were up 21 points. They end up losing that game to their bitterest rival. So the motivation level at the link was on 10. And the Bears come in there and they're like, we're going to run all over you today in the wind. We're going to use the wind against you, actually, because of how we won the kick or how we won the coin toss. So you don't want that scenario to happen tomorrow night. You know, that's what I think about. Do the thing to Philly that you're going to do to the Packers at home.
Right.
And that would be, I think, the real feather in the cap of this season.
Do style points matter? Isn't it just
yes.
get the win?
Well,
I think
well
style, I mean, here are the style points that matter to everybody. I think I've been here long enough. I feel like I can say this. If Caleb Williams throws for 100 yards tomorrow and that's it, as long as the Bears run the ball and they play decent defense, I don't even think they have to play as good of defense as they played all year. Just don't let Jordan Love pick you apart in man coverage and show somewhat of a pass rush. Run the ball, and if they win, that's enough for me.
So if Jordan Love throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, but the Bears get a couple of turnovers and get some defensive touchdowns, and that's how they win the game, that would be uncomfortable.
Well, I don't. I'm the one who still liked the Vegas win, so I got to turn to Brody here.
Oh wow! I still remember you and I talking about. Do you remember when we used to go to Gallagher Way when it was warm out in the city of Chicago and the Cubs were beating the Padres in the wild card round? That's when we discussed.
So
that.
Now they just signed some dude who played in Japan for first base.
Tyler Austin.
My
Tyler Austin to the Chicago Cubs, ladies and gentlemen. Add that to Caleb Thielbar and Hobie Milner. We got Hobie Milner fans out here.
All yes. right, we have Hobie Milner fans.
Yeah.
Who knew?
All right.
Shout out to our Cubs fans for being here as well. We
Go
are
Cubs
live
win.
From the Brat Stop, as we mentioned before, in Kenosha. Come out. Hang out with us. Be cozy. Hang out under the disco ball. There's a Miller Lite sign or two as well.
Bear.
We are broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you're coming by, bring a new or gently used coat to donate to the Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. Our producers, Ray Diaz, Tyler Farrengold, Brandon Fryer, hanging out. We are live here, so we've got Rich Wyatt on the ones and twos, along with Connor O'Donnell helping us out on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis help us out as well. They are part of our video team. We broadcast live through the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your Hyundai dealers. And when we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Coming up next, because we've got such a busy show, we haven't even told you who's on today. We have Patrick Manley joining us for 2 segments starting at 11 here live from the Brat Stop. We have Rami Makhlouf joining us from across the way here at the Brat Stop at 12:25 to give us the latest from Milwaukee. 5 on it is at noon. And Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive lineman, will be here for the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to have a lot of fun with Henry, too, here at the Brat Stop. So coming up next, we usually do inside the locker room a little later, but not today.
Mm.
Who can help us with that? Do you know somebody?
I would like the opportunity to take you guys and our vast audience inside the Bears locker room, if I may, next.
Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.